Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:04 and Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
All lanes are still closed on the Jackson-Manchester vicinity along South Hope Chapel Road between 571 and 527. That's a crash still being cleared out of the way. A lot of slowdowns on Route 9 through Manalapan and the Lakewood vicinity. Latest problem on the parkway is going north, just north of 144. That's a crash. The right lane is blocked off. Still have an accident at East Brunswick on 18 North over by Tice's Lane in the right lane. 22 on the westbound side in Union. Slowdowns at Fairway Drive and Springfield Road. 78's been holding up pretty well. And there's still water main repairs on 109 South in Jersey City between Secaucus Road and County Road. The right lane is blocked off. Route 3 has westbound delays in the Meadowlands up around Ridge Road, Rutherford. That's a stall on the right lane. Not bad across the Hudson. Still have some PATH train delays between Newark and World Trade. Tom Rivers, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey, traffic south. 42 southbound, still busy off of 76 and down through to Creek Road. And we have 73 still a little tied up in the spot of Evesham. It's going to be a little tough at 70 at 73. 295 southbound, busy from exit 28 down to exit 26. North 295, also feeling the heat from exit 18 up through to exit 19. And Delran has some southbound delays in on the area of Route 130 in Delran, New Jersey. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Advanced Surgical and Bariatrics, because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Put your trust in one of the safest weight loss surgical programs in the country. Call 855-LOSE-IT-NJ or visit online at loseitnj.com. Now, the Blue Foundry Bank Business Report. The losses are building at U.S. Airlines as the coronavirus pandemic cuts into air travel. American Airlines said today that it lost $2.4 billion in the third quarter, and Southwest Airlines reported a loss of $1.16 billion. Those losses came in the July through September quarter. That is normally a strong one for airlines, as that is the peak summer vacation season. American's revenue tumbled 73%, Southwest 68% from a year ago. On Wall Street, though, the Dow Jones closed up 153 points.
Introducing Blue Carbon Business Checking, with free features and services that could cost over $2,000 at other banks. Only at Blue Foundry Bank, where things are made. For more information, visit BlueFoundryBank.com or call 888-931-BLUE. Member FDIC.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:06.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alfalamian.
I'm Michael Simons.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Erin Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are the people on the streets, on the phones, on the web, and on the air.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Matthau.
I'm Annette Petruccioni.
I'm Patrick Lavery.
I'm Lou Hoffman.
From the State House to the White House, they're navigating an election like no other, bringing you information you need. Thanks to our election coverage sponsor, the New Hyundai of South Brunswick on Route 1. Family owned and operated with over 50 years of combined automotive experience. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5 on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A series of fronts and disturbances will deliver more active weather from now through the end of the month. Rain will be limited, but we do have some wild temperature swings ahead. Tonight will stay mild. Lows fall to around 60 under partly cloudy skies. Fog is likely once again by tomorrow morning. And tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day with a few sprinkles thanks to an onshore breeze. It'll be a bit cooler, especially along the coast, highs upper 60s to lower 70s. Saturday will start off okay, highs lower 70s, then turning breezy, with a shower chance starting in the afternoon. And Sunday, big difference, much cooler, cloudy, and showery. Sunday's highs only mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Voorhees, 72 degrees, Wayne, 68, Red Bank, 66. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.